Blog Talk Radio.
Tuned in to Yizer Victim Stoppers Radio, listening to Against All Odds with Renita Graves and Ayana Muhammad. Hey.
What's going on? What's going on?
Look.
Sent from heaven, though. You play my jam.
Sent from heaven. Okay. Girl, sent from heaven. I almost forgot to jump in because I was singing over here off to the side like, I love me some Keisha Cole. And I love that song. And it was fitting.
I put it on mute and hit that same note. I can hit that note on mute.
Did you?
So, you know.
See,
I couldn't let everybody hear me hit it, though.
Me either. However, we are continuing our relationship series, building up to our Back to the Basics Relationship 101 Mix and Mingle coming up soon in November. So,
Can't wait.
Uh-oh. Tonight, we're going to be talking about men and women jumping back into the dating game after either you've lost your significant other, you've been with one person for a very long time and y'all broke up, you've gotten a divorce after decades of marriage. How do you get back into that dating scene? Like, how do you build yourself back up to, you know, intermingle with the opposite sex again after being with one person for so long and something has happened?
Or been single for so long. Yes, when you've been single for so long, like, how do you get back into it? How do you do it?
How do you? How do you think that's... What would you do? Have you ever been in that situation?
Yeah, because I've been in a stretch where, you know, it's like you really not seeing anybody or you've been in a long relationship and that's over and it's like, okay, how do I start back getting into a new relationship? Like, you got to take your time with it because especially if you've been hurt. So you got to look at what reasons your relationship ended. Because if it was like infidelity or, you know, that person passed away, like you got to take your time to heal from
and
that.
And ease back in.
Because if you jump from one to the next, you ain't really healed from that last situation. So, you know, you got to take your time. Time is the answer to everything. Time. That would be my advice. Take your time.
Yeah, take your time.
It's not easy. Yes, yes.
It's
although
not.
They got some tips, you know.
They got a lot of tips
online.
Out here for people.
I
found
right?
a lot of tips too, but I mean, do they really work? Can you really, you know, stand if you lost somebody? Don't you have that fear of losing the next person?
Yes.
Like, I know they have to do something to your soul. How do you get past?
Yeah.
Losing a spouse, you've been with
especially
for a very long time.
You thought, if you lost somebody, like you lost somebody, I would think that to me would be the hardest because you're gonna have in your mind on if that was somebody you were thinking you were gonna spend the rest of your life with, and you lost that person, and now you have to completely transition your mind on getting past losing that person, and then you got to get past. I'm not going to be with this person, and now I have to find somebody else to be with. So that one, to me, would be the hardest thing, you know. But, like, a relationship didn't work out. I don't think it should take that much time to bounce back. I mean, it depends. But, hey, it didn't work. Move on. No need to sweat it.
You know what they say. The best way to get over one person is to get under another.
I've heard that. I'm not going to say I've tried it, but I've heard it. I've heard it.
That's what they say. And I ain't tried it either because I'll be too leery of.
I want to meet the person that came up with that saying, like, what was you doing that you was like, you know what, let me just move over here to get over that. Like, that's
right.
Funny.
Let me just spend time over here.
But what's funny
but
is that's not
what
the professionals say online. That ain't what the professional people say. That's not what they say.
What they say?
They say one of the things they said you should do is. Date yourself for a bit.
Is this
now,
after
date?
If this period is this after losing somebody to you know did they pass
is,
away
this,
or
this is generally
is this just
getting
after
back,
a breakup.
This one is getting back in the dating game after you've been in a relationship. So this is after a breakup. The one thing you should do is date yourself for a little while. Now, I don't. Know how exactly you go about dating yourself. I don't know if you pick yourself up. Like,
go
out to
eat. Go watch
your
movie.
Do that anyway. Like, I mean, I guess dating yourself. The second one is one I really like. You got to flirt. Flirt when you can. I think that's important. Because you got to keep
flirt
skills
who?
Up.
Everybody.
Hey, it's a flirt when you can. Period. Like, it doesn't say with who, but I think as a woman, you know, you still want to still feel confident about yourself. You know, you just got to
dress up and
make yourself feel good. You know, don't always be in just some leggings and a hoodie. You know, put on something nice. You know, make yourself. You know, getting ready to leave the house. You're like, I'm gonna be cute today when I leave the house, just in case. No, you got to get to. It's a progress. You know, got to step into it, but. I'm with that one. The flirting, though, yeah, I'm down with that.
You a flirter. That's what you gonna do.
I will, cause yeah, I do that, cause I do that all day. That don't cost me nothing, and it don't get me in no trouble. So.
And guess what?
That one.
It says also call your friends with benefits. Now, if you've been in a long time relationship, where are you gonna get your friends that with benefits?
Exactly. I thought
where
that
they
was,
come
I
from.
That was, so I looked into that one, and what they were saying was, interesting enough, if you've been in a long term relationship, like you say, your friends with benefits probably is not really who it used to be. So you
right.
gotta go back into your Rolodex, or
from a long time ago.
Or you got to make a new friend with benefits. Like, I don't know how you make a new one because your emotions are still real high, so you'll find yourself in a situation, but that friends with benefits, that get people in trouble. I'm sorry, I don't really, I don't agree with that one at all.
I got to count that one out, too.
I'm counting
well,
on, I don't agree with that one. Mm-mm.
Going out, friends, I can see that. Go out, have fun.
Yeah.
Go places
see, that's,
where
that's the one
single
the flirt,
people hang
though.
Out.
So that all to me is the same. Yeah, that's the same. You know, get cute, take yourself out, you know, go out with your friends. Yeah, I could see all of that. I could see all of that. Yeah. Yeah, that to me makes sense. You want to hang out, get out, meet new people, see folks out there, hang out with your friends, kind of take your mind off of everything. Don't just sit in the house, you know, festering. So, yeah, now, going out.
Yeah, because. That can happen.
Right,
that can happen.
Right.
Sitting in the house and being down on yourself and getting depressed. And yeah, that can happen real easy. But number six, Ayana. Ask to be set up. Set me up with somebody. I can't agree with that. I mean, you
know
with all this online dating and all this other stuff they got going on.
Interesting enough.
Did you say you're
old? No, I said interesting enough. I'm okay with that one. Yeah, I think
you okay with asking somebody to set you up?
Yeah, yeah. I would be okay with that. Yeah.
Why?
I would. Because I would assume the person that I'm asking to set me up knows me, right? So they ain't about to put me in no crazy situation. And I'm assuming that they know the person that they're setting me up with. So it kind of puts you in a different frame of mind because you're like, okay, this person has to be cool and trustworthy because somebody, you know, my friend is setting me up with them. So you kind of going into it a little bit differently than you normally would on, I got to get to know you and trust you. Like, some of that is still there, but I can trust this person a little bit more so because my girl hooked me up with him. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, no. I'm okay with the setup.
I don't know, but what if your girl is with somebody that is just like her judgment ain't right?
That's different. That's different. We wasn't talking about that. That's different.
I don't want you setting me up if you over here with
you
old,
on that one now.
Somebody's gone.
If you in one of them relationships and you be like,
and
I don't know why
to be
you
gone tomorrow.
Him. Yes, I agree. If your friend's judgment is not the best, then no,
then
I would not want them setting me up.
Go
but
back to going out.
I'm back to out. Yep, dating myself again. I'm back to date my. You got to start all over. This is a cycle. You got to keep doing it. You got to keep doing it. But no. If I don't like your man, I'm not going to ever ask you to set me up.
What? And you in love with him?
Ever.
You love him to death.
Ever.
And
you
I just,
like,
I can't stand him.
And all you thinking is that's her boo, so I got to respect it. But
no.
And she's like, girl, I got a friend I want to set you up with. I'd be like, no, thank you.
I refuse.
Oh,
I ain't going to do it.
That would be hilarious. Yeah, I do have to like your situation, you know. So I'll say every friend can't set you up. I'll say that. But you got some friends that can set you up, though. I got a couple friends I would trust to set me up. I got a couple I wouldn't. But I got a couple I would.
But as like, just dig deep. I'm trying to put myself in somebody's situation that may have lost a spouse, like, unexpectedly. Maybe tragic. Maybe, you know, they had something that just took them out.
Right.
And trying to get back into the dating scene, I don't know. How long do you think it would take for you to get to that point? Because let me tell you something. My godfather, like, long time ago, they're like unofficial godparents. The Wilsons lived around the corner from us for years. They owned this little restaurant back home. The godmother passed away.
Okay.
My godfather got married again within like 30 days.
I'm going to be honest. I really think I'm going to be honest. Grieving is different for everybody. And when you look at it, some people, it takes years for them to get over something. And then it took him 30 days. I don't think you can really say he was right or wrong. You really can't, because maybe part of his grieving was to move on and to not sit and fester in that loss. So you really can't. It's different for everybody. So I know when you on the outside looking in, you like, y'all was all in love, but you didn't fell in love with somebody else in 30 days. Like,
you know, I don't know.
I don't know. Grieving is.
I thought that was odd, but.
I think anybody on the outside looking in would think it's odd, but you just have to know that when it comes to grief, it's different for everybody. So that to me is the one, like I say, it takes time, but I can see people moving on faster because they don't want to be caught up in that. So they move on quicker than somebody always.
So
saying,
they, some people just don't.
And then some people take their time with it. So I can respect it either way on grieving. I'm not going to lie. That one to me is a little different.
But some people just don't like to be by themselves. They have to have somebody.
Somebody?
So
yeah.
They're just not going to take the time out to be solo dolo.
Yeah.
They're going to go, you know, you have the relationship hopper. So, okay, well, I'm going to stick with you as long as I can. But when it's over, I'm going to move around over here.
Right. And you look up and you like, that relationship ended on Monday, you know, and then by Wednesday, they
back in
talking
love
to somebody else.
Somebody
and you'll be like, I don't know what. Is these crossing over? Like, how is that really happening? Yeah. That one I have to say is a little disturbing to me, because it doesn't flow with me and the style of person I am. But I see people do it all the time. And I just be like,
you do?
Just doing them. Yeah. I know people that are like serial monogamous daters. Yes. They go from...
That may not be funny. We have some listeners on here that's some serial monogamous daters.
Monogamous
I promise
daters.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at Ayana, because I've never heard this term before. And she threw it out there, and it's kind of catchy. So I'm going to probably use it a lot when I see this happening.
You probably know people that's like that. You just didn't know what to call it. They're in a relationship months, almost half. 6, 7, 8 months. Relationship in, within 30 days, another 8, 9 month relationship. Relationship in, a year, and it goes back and forth. But they always are in a relationship. You got a friend that you ain't never not seen in a relationship. I know it. You ain't got to call out. She may be listening, but you do.
Yeah, that's funny.
Because you're thinking about it right now.
I am sitting back here thinking, like, what?
That is so true about
monogamy. Yeah. Okay.
It's like they're not cheating. They're not doing that. It's just they are truly relationship people, and they go from one relationship to the next. And they're not bad. It's just what they do. I mean, obviously, I don't do that, but.
Hey, look, that's funny.
I'm listening.
I mean,
I got you on that one.
Yeah, you did. But you know what? So in my research on this topic, especially mm-hmm. after you get a divorce or been in a long relationship that ends suddenly, is just take your time. Take your time. Mm-hmm. You don't have to rush into it. Sit around. Date a little bit. You know, date yourself. Find somebody that you,
that's
you
so
know,
weird.
Your next love may just be right there in your face. You never know.
That's true.
But
that's
you have
true.
To, if it's been a long time, you have to learn the proper etiquette of getting back in the dating scene. You can't just go out there and do stuff you did 20 years
ago.
Right.
That's what's funny. Because with like online dating and stuff like that, right? You got people that's like, it's new to some people.
Kind of new.
But it's kind of new. But one of the things I read online was texting. Texting and it being a relationship, texting back and forth. And back in, you know.
Is that part of the getting to know you phase?
Yeah. And so now, like before in relationship or trying to get into a relationship, y'all would talk on the phone, this, that, and the other. But, you know, but now it's like, really, you don't even talk to the person on the phone. Y'all be texting back and forth. Like, if you was in a relationship, let's say, in, what's this, 2017, in about 2008, right, and your relationship just now ended, you have no idea how to date today.
No, you don't. You have no idea.
You no clue how to date today. Texting is necessary. The worst is the sending of the pictures and stuff like that. That's just ridiculous. But that's the thing about getting back in. You got to know how to do it because it changes now. It's not like it used to be. Like they're not
everything
really
has changed.
Yeah,
everything
yeah.
has changed from back in the day. Nothing's the same. If you've been in a relationship for 30 years and it's been me and you and you and him and that's it, and you ain't looked at nobody else, you ain't thought about nobody else.
Oh, my God.
30 years is a long
that's
time.
A long
30. Not, hey.
10. I'm saying 10.
Well, you know
10.
What? Somebody told me the other day that they were celebrating a divorce for years.
Wow.
34 years.
What?
That's
that, 34 okay.
Half decade.
I mean, I'm really curious to, like, why even at that point just, you know, be together?
You know, back in the day, they used to be like, oh, I'm going to leave him as soon as the kids get out of school.
Yes.
But, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know what, I didn't even ask. I was just shocked that you would even sign papers after 34 years. Like, I'm not doing that.
So let's say you met when y'all was 30. You 60 now. You were seriously trying to get back in the dating game? Like, y'all could have figured that out.
Hey, they were out.
Y'all could have worked that out. Like, I'm sorry. I disagree with that divorce. You could have worked that out.
They were out and about, and they were trying to get back in the dating game.
Wow.
Who knows?
Yeah, that's...
Let's take a caller. Caller with the last 4-6-7-8-1.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Good evening, caller. We're talking about jumping back into the dating game. After you've lost a spouse or been in a relationship for a long time and it suddenly ended, what's your take on this topic?
Yes, my take is it is very hard, especially the older you are. I was listening to your other caller. It's a new age dating. I have been, I got married at a young age, was married for like 20 years, broke up. And that was like in 2000. And it was easier to get into a relationship then, but you still have to be leery. And then like when the online line dating came, which I'm a lot older now, and I've been in relationships that have lasted for a little while, and those were a waste of my time because I'm not with them now. But online dating kind of frightened me because, you know, I don't know this person. And then I thought about, well, I can meet a crazy on the street too.
You
know,
you should.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I could
meet
a crazy on,
yep,
online.
Yep.
So
mm-hmm.
It's just kind of like how you pick and choose looking at people. And I have started, like, online, but and I've met a few people, and but I've never met them in person per se, and I've done a lot of texting and phone calls, and I've gotten to know a couple of them from texting and phone calls. But I don't like texting because you can take things the wrong way where a person isn't saying it like that. To me,
yeah,
body language and the way you say
mm-hmm.
things, the tone in your voice
mm-hmm.
and everything, you have to be face-to-face to know, you know, how a person is saying that, where you might think they're angry. You know, they're actually talking in a calm voice. But it is.
Yeah, that's called a texting relationship. You got to be careful
yeah.
not to get yourself into those.
Yeah.
Where you spend more time texting than you do talking to each other. That's,
yeah, and I
yeah.
don't like that. I don't like texting any more than 2 times. After that, it's a conversation. Call me.
Thank you. But I'm not going to lie. I'm in about three texting relationships right now.
What?
Not gonna lie. They texting
what? Hold on. We're going to talk about that in
nobody.
A minute. Because this girl continues to blow my mind every week. I just want to
three
has a three texting relationship with 3 people. Anyway, you mentioned online dating. So
uh-huh.
what made you decide to go that route? Like, what? Because I'm looking at this stuff and they're like, go out, date yourself, run into, you know,
right.
go to places where you think you
yeah.
may run into somebody. So what made you choose to date? Let's roll back. Look, I'm nosy. When I get college, I start
site,
asking questions.
I want to know what site you went to, like online.
No,
what app, what site did you use? That's what
Lord,
I
want to know. What
okay,
I'm going to do with her.
I'll give you the site in a minute. But what made me go to online dating is because, you know, I do go out sometimes, but when you go out to a bar and stuff, it's the same thing as, like, history repeats itself. You have guys that are there. The only thing they're looking for is side chicks. I mean, they could be online, too. But once you get into a conversation, like I said, I don't know about the texting. After a while, somebody has to call me because after 2 texts, we're having a conversation anyway. So I'll tell them to give me their phone number, and I'll call them. And it's just a way you can hear their voice and form not an opinion, but kind of, you know, when you hear
okay.
it, for a man, I need him to have a masculine voice. I don't want him to talk like Mickey Mouse.
Well, what
you
if
know?
He has a masculine voice but a body like a midget? See, I'm scared
That's why you have to have the conversation.
Why you
and you say, I'll give you an example. I was talking to this guy online, and he asked me how tall I was. He was texting this to me, and I said, I'm 5'4.5". And then mm-hmm. he said something else, and I said, how tall are you? He said, 5'4". And I said, well, I guess I'm going to have to wear my flats and get me some boots. He got offended. Some flat boots. He got
See,
offended, but I wasn't saying it that way. I mean, I was just like, you know. So you can feel comfortable, and I can feel comfortable if I, you know, decide to go out with you. I won't be looking like an Amazon woman over you. Yeah, you have those too. That's why I say it's very important to have the conversation, because you can ask those questions. How tall are you? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and
you got to really see the person, you know, like.
Yeah.
Send me a picture.
The site I go to, it has pictures of the people that you're trying to talk
mm-hmm.
to, and it
right.
says a little bit about them. And I try to go, if they only got one picture, I pass by it. If it's just a face shot, I pass by it.
Mm-hmm.
If
okay.
I can see, like, like five or six pictures.
No. That makes sense. And that makes sense. Because it's like if they didn't even take the time to really put nothing in, they ain't really.
Right,
you know,
and it's something going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, well, it's
and
like
I don't get into anybody that has relationship status complicated. No, stuff ain't complicated. But, I'm going to let you go and go by. I'm going to let you go and go by because there's nothing complicated about a relationship. Either it is or it isn't.
You know how I feel about that. When it comes down to filing your taxes, you can't check complicated. That's not a real status.
This thing
right.
here. But okay, so look, I'm trying to ask questions, caller.
Okay.
Because we want to give our audience a roundabout picture. You were married for 20 years. That's two decades.
Yes.
So
yes.
How long did it take you to...
I got married when I was 18. And I stayed married for 20 years, and
okay.
he cheated, and I had trust issues with men after that.
My next question. How long did it take you, even after your divorce or after your breakup with him, to even decide that you wanted to, like, how long did it take for you to get over the fact that he broke your trust? And, after all this time, getting married, you think until death do us part. Like, we're going to be together
until one of us
go to the upper room. So, how long did it take you to be like, you know what, look, I'm not going to deal with this no more. He has somebody. I'm not going to be single. Like, when did you decide to jump back into the dating game?
Actually, because it's like phases, like, when the only thing I could put it to is like death, how people are knowing you're going to die. At first you get angry, you have phases that you go through, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So when me and my ex-husband split, I went through a wild phase. I wouldn't per se call it dating, but I went out a lot. To get things off
to get
my
out.
Mind. You know,
right.
yeah, I was angry. I was sad. You know, I didn't want to sit up in the house crying and stuff, so I got out. I met people, and they would ask me, do I want to go out and dance or go have a drink? So I would do that. But as far as really to get a relationship started, I didn't trust them like that. I couldn't trust anybody with my heart. Because what people don't understand and why it's hard to get back into dating is because usually when you break up, it comes behind a hurt somehow. You know, a lot of people, I'm not going to say all people, some people just grow apart, but a lot of it comes behind a hurt of something that happens. And then when you start seeing somebody else, you know, they talk about these red flags, but it might not be the same red flag you should have been looking at with your ex. You know what I'm saying? Well, my problem is I would say, like, you know, my ex did that, so he can't be no good. He can't be no good. You know, so, and it took a while. So what made me do the online dating thing is because meeting in clubs and on the streets, I've even met a couple guys in church. They wasn't about crap.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to laugh about that. How about that?
This thing, right? Finding somebody in church is not that funny, Anna.
No, it wasn't that. It was the way she said it, because she was like, I met a couple of guys in church. They wasn't about crap. Like, it was just the way it flowed out. You know what I'm saying? Because first thing, you need your good church man,
And
she's like,
that's,
it wasn't
that's
about
what
crap.
It is.
Like,
that's what people think, though.
That's what people think.
Good, wholesome, God-fearing man. She like, they wasn't about crap.
That's usually the case,
though.
Clear
stuff out now and let y'all know that all the good men are not necessarily at church, according to the caller.
You're right. They are not at church, honey, because they sinners. Monday through Saturday and Sunday they saved. I ain't got nothing against them, nothing like that.
Yeah.
But that just, I want somebody that's going to be 100. Tell me anything up front. Anything I need to know, you tell me up front. That means you don't waste my time and I don't waste your time. Online dating, I think it does that for the most part. You know,
you think it wastes your time?
No, I think it gets to 100%. You know, I know that, you know, some people, they're still going to lie and be deceitful. But when you're talking to somebody and that's the basis of your relationship, because most of the time if you meet somebody out in the streets or whatever, you're too busy with the physical attraction. You know, and you want to hop in and out of bed.
My thing with the online, though, what I feel like the issue is with online dating, especially when you're trying to get back into dating, is if you were just in a relationship and it's ended, and it's been, let's just say it's been ended for a while, like in your situation, and then you get into online dating, I feel like you miss out on that connection, because I think online dating has caused people not to know how to communicate, not to know how to sit across the table from somebody and actually talk.
Because but see, that's
so
the beauty of it to me, is because when you start on the online dating, you're getting to know each other. Then when you feel comfortable, you say, okay, I want to meet you this place or that place, or they want to pick you up for a date or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I believe in doing that once, you know, we've talked for a while, but I also believe in giving somebody that's close to me and my family, I'm taking down license plate numbers. I got your name. I need your license plate.
Oh, you said I'm sending it on to everybody.
I'm texting it to folks. I need to know where you live, everything. I'm texting the folks. Who knows you? You know, did you grow up around here? I need to know all that because I'm getting ready to go out with you. Now, once you go out and you sit, conversation should be easy for you because you've already started conversation. You know, like I said, a lot of times dating is physical. The first time they see you, oh,
yeah,
he's fine.
But
fine,
isn't that,
you know,
what it is online, though? Like, isn't online very similar to that? Because you're basing it on the picture of, so.
The picture.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're basing it on the picture. And then, two, you know somebody putting up that picture when they was, like, you know, had the six-pack, and now they got a different six-pack,
I'm kinda,
you know.
I'm kind of different, though. You know, I look at pictures. You know, and beauty is in the eye of the beholder. You know what I'm saying? What looks good to me might not look good to you. You know what I'm saying?
True.
And what I tend to look at on the online dating is the about me. What they write about themselves, what they like, what they like to read. You know, I look at that more so than I look at the picture. Now, I'm a little bit shallow, and I do look at height because I do look at height. But
she don't,
I don't
put the
really
flats on. She needs to the short men listening. Listen, just go ahead and add 2 inches, like every NBA, NFL player, dude. Just add 2 inches. So she knows. That's all I'm saying, you know.
But yeah,
I
said I'm a little bit shallow. I think I'll just be a little scared. I don't know.
I mean,
I'm just leery of everybody. I think everybody is out for.
But to the caller's point, though, you can be walking in the grocery store, you know, in a nice looking gentleman that's not 5'4". He's more like 6'2".
I'm leery of them too.
But that's my point.
Yeah.
Whether you leery of,
I'm leery of everybody.
Online,
that's why
it's crazy everywhere.
Yeah, so it's crazy online and it's crazy in person dating. So I just chose as to do something different.
Different.
And
the
online
so
dating.
Has it been working? Are you
it
just
has
still,
been.
Still just want to date, like
talk. Yeah,
where
I've
you
talked
at now with that?
Where am I at now with it?
Yeah, are you looking for a long term, or are you cool with just dating and finding different people to talk to and chill with,
no,
and
looking,
not really get serious
for,
with anybody right now?
I'm looking for a long term because I'm an older person sliding down that hill on the other side, and I'm looking for someone to grow old with, to have something with that I can retire. you know, with, that we can go on cruises, do things together. I need somebody that's spontaneous, romantic like I am, and want to go places mm-hmm. and do things. I don't want a couch potato. I don't want somebody that wants to sit at home and play video games and watch Netflix all night long. I want to get out and do something.
So
because
I can tell you right now, a relationship between me and you not gonna work because I'm so chill. I swear to God, it's not gonna work. I promise you, Netflix and chill is the thing to do. I get it, the traveling. I just wanted to be clear. I don't want you to think I was
my co-host. Everybody is like,
it's not gonna work. It's not gonna work.
Yeah, but you know what?
But
you know what? Thing.
I tell you what, caller.
That's fine. That's fine if you tell me from get go that ain't what
exactly.
you about. You like being in a chiller mode and doing Netflix.
Yes.
So if you tell me that right away and you know that I don't, then we ain't got to waste each other's time. You move on to the next. My time is valuable.
But let's be honest. Online profiles generally say the same thing: cool, laid back, not looking for drama. I love hiking
mm-hmm.
and blah, 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 blah.
Same thing.
I'm active. And yeah, you know what I'm saying? And it's always that one guy, because I've seen online. I won't say I've dated online because I haven't really actually gone out with nobody. So, but I've seen, that's why I have texting relationships. We talk about that. They all say that. They're like, oh, I don't, you know, don't, if you down with drama, you know, don't. I'm not the one, right? But then you have like three kids, three baby mamas.
And it's full of drama.
You are the drama, like.
Yeah.
But
that's drama.
Point. The thing is really what you're saying is, having been in a relationship and it ending after so many years, you knew you had to try something different. And I think that's what basically we're getting to. And that from when you started back in the day, online dating might not have been there. So doing something different now is what, and I think that's the point.
It's the online dating.
However,
and I can understand that.
Get over the hurt, to your point, is you want to get past the hurt. And once you get past that, you need to do something different. And if it's online dating, online dating.
And
if it's going out to the club, sit at the bar, order you a drink, and hope somebody gonna come and pay for it. I understand completely.
And then before you plunge back into another relationship with someone else, listen, because a lot of people be like, I'm battling with my head and my heart. And you know what I'm saying? Like, my head is telling me to do this. My heart is telling me to do this. In my opinion, I would say listen to your heart. You only live once. And if you have to assess everything around you with whoever, whatever, and whenever, live in the moment. Be happy right now. Life is
in
too short to be thinking about tomorrow or next week or the week after or next month or next year. Live in the moment. Some people come into your lives for a reason and a season. If they're making you happy,
my mama
right
say that
now,
all the time.
They're making you happy right now. Take advantage of that. Listen to your heart. Have fun. Have fun.
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
Yeah.
Whether
thank
it's
you,
Netflix
caller,
chill,
for your insight. Appreciate it.
Thank you,
I'm going to put you back in queue.
Thank you.
We learned a lot. I mean, listen to someone who was married for 20 years.
I think the key is to do something different. And I think sometimes, to the caller's point, is you meet a guy, you go out, you meet a guy at said club, right? That relationship goes on for a long time. You in the relationship, you don't go back to said club to meet another guy. You got
another person
different.
If the relationship is over.
All you do is continuously meet the
same
person.
Type
of person.
With a different face.
Exactly.
Let me read this commercial from our sponsor. Because, you know, we got to do that because we can keep this radio station going.
Pay the bills.
All alarm companies call the police after a break-in. Most burglaries take place between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Home alarm systems don't prevent burglaries. Be proactive. Get a Digital Guard Wireless HD home camera system and monitoring. Systems starting as low as $684.63, or you can lease a Digital Guard HD wireless home camera system with no credit check for only $50 a month. That's $275 down and $50 a month for 14 months. Call Digital Guard at 888-640-5777. Hit option 2 and use the promo code Renita. Do that.
Yes.
Use that promo code.
Get that
yes.
hook up.
Get that hook up.
Okay.
Digital Guard. I need one of these. I need one
yeah.
of these wireless systems. Seriously.
Yeah. So your caller say she back out there. She doing the online dating thing. And, you know, she after 20 years. Wow.
20 years.
Wow. Yeah.
That's a long time.
A, but you know what?
And
that
then,
be,
and then that
know,
goes back to our call.
Good thing. She said another good thing when she said usually a breakup happens because of it comes after a hurt. But another thing she said is that you grow apart. So
yeah, I can see
apart,
that happening.
Yeah, I can see, you know, you just grow apart. I wasn't hurt. It's just I met somebody. It was cool. They wanted to Netflix and chill. I wanted to be on a cruise ship. We just basically grew apart. Not no hurt there. So
and
that
happened.
That
happened.
Yeah,
and my kid's father, we grew apart. We were together for 14 years. I was going one way. He was going another way. We grew apart.
Yeah.
It happened. It happens
yeah.
if you are not equally synced in with that person. And, you know, hey, temptation is definitely one of
the
deadly sins. And some things people just can't get over.
Yeah. I think the key thing to understand is no matter what ended your relationship, whether it was a loss, a breakup, going apart or whatever, you still got to take the amount of time that you need to move on. Like,
to move
don't
on.
Allow the society rules of, oh, well, you're this age and you should be married by now or this or that. Like, you got to pace yourself and only get back into what you want to get back into when you're ready to get back into it. But, you know.
That's
online
it.
Online dating, texting relationships, whatever you want to do. I mean, the texting relationships, you know, it's cool. It ain't hurt nobody.
No, I mean,
I
guess it would help. See the long text messages coming through all day.
But the problem with it is, I'll say this for me, I don't know about anybody else, text relationships suck. I'm not going to act like they're cool. But
well, you sit there like, I mean, you're talking like it's some cool stuff.
No, it's funny. It's funny because you want to text me all day long and talk to me, that's cool. But that doesn't mean, it doesn't mean nothing to me. Like, I don't feel like, oh, I'm getting to know this person or this is going to go somewhere or something like that. Like, nah. If you want, I'm with the caller. If you really want this to go somewhere and be something, we're going to have to meet up. I'm going to need to know if you 5'4 or not. Like, I need to know this.
I want to hear your voice.
Right, exactly. But if you want to play this game, a good morning, how's your day? Everything cool with you? Oh, how? Okay. All right. My thumbs ain't broke. I'm good. Day is great. Hope your day is well.
Yeah.
It's lame,
I mean,
you know.
Good morning and good night.
Hey.
But 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm going to need you to pick up the phone.
I would agree.
At some point in time,
agree.
We're going to have to go from this is not going to work. I'm just saying. Maybe I'm anal.
Hey.
The caller was
no,
shallow. She
you.
Said, hey, don't come over here talking about you 5'3", because I got a closet full of heels, and I don't want to just have to go out and get my flat boots so we could be almost the same size.
But you said, what if he got a deep voice and he's a midget? Why would you say that? That was hilarious. Because
I'm scared of midgets. So that was, I'd be like, nah, he's going to be.
People.
I'm sticking with my husband. I don't have time to be, you know. You mad?
What's funny about? But here's
sleep on,
the thing,
go
though,
sleep on a couch.
Dating,
or we not breaking up. We gotta.
Right,
we need to get a big old
that's
house.
Really what,
yeah, I don't even.
That's really what it is. After 20, 30, oh, I won't say 20
yeah.
years. Like she said, she was married young, so I give her that. But if you 60-something years old and you thinking that you and your husband about to get a divorce. because you're going to get back out there. I need you to pump the brakes.
There's nothing out there.
Step back and ask.
And if it is, they're not going to want my old behind.
I've been with this for X number of years. Am I really mad that he just keep leaving, you know, his socks on the floor? Like, is that driving me that crazy to where I want
to figure out a way
out
to stop it? Throw him in the trash. He leave him on the floor, throw him in the trash. He'll get tired of leaving them on the floor. We have to keep going and buy some new ones.
So, I guess the way you get back into another, but to be 60 and divorced, I don't.
Yeah, I told you the man said after 34 years, he was out of there.
I know, because, like, I'm with you. My grandparents were together 60-some-odd years. And I can honestly say they probably, towards those last 10 or so, or actually I'll say for 20 years, I think they slept in separate rooms. Like,
I can believe it. Let me tell you, growing up, this was the funniest thing, and I look back on it now, and I just laugh. And if my aunt is listening to this, don't kill me. But for the longest, right, my aunt and her boyfriend lived upstairs in the house. And her husband lived downstairs. I didn't even know this man was her husband. Like, I've always thought of the boyfriend as my uncle. I just thought the man in the basement was. Yeah, it was crazy. But I thought the man in the basement was like a boarder or something.
The man in the basement.
He's paying to live here.
The man in the basement.
But growing up, you know, when you're little, you mind your business. You won't be asking no questions.
You
mind your business. Get over there and sit down. So then when I got grown and found out that this man down here is really the uncle, and this one up here is like, it was a whole nother house downstairs. It had a kitchen, had a bathroom, like living room, bedroom. It was like a whole nother house.
I just got one
this
question.
Man lived down there chilling.
Wait, I got one question though. One question.
But they wouldn't get a divorce.
I know, but I got one question. At Thanksgiving, were they both at Thanksgiving dinner?
I mean, I always saw the man downstairs.
No, I'm
always
saying at Thanksgiving dinner, was they both at Thanksgiving dinner? I need to know.
He would come upstairs and eat when she cooked. He would come upstairs and
your aunt was like,
my aunt was like, yeah, that was some serious stuff.
Yeah, gang. No, but okay,
that was
back
gangster.
Right, it was. She had game, though. But seriously.
But I never knew until I got grown. And then when I found out, I used to be like, are y'all serious? This is not the husband.
Yeah, she was like, what difference
but
was
it? But it wasn't no breaking
sister
up. You know what I'm saying? Now we still together. I done put in all these years. I'm going to get my half of your pension and everything else that I got coming to me. However we're going to work this out is how we're going to work it out. But guess what? We're not getting a divorce.
Nah. I'm going to be downstairs if you need me. What?
Why are you laughing? That was like,
cause
this is an everyday thing. I never know.
Like I say, my grandmother and my grandfather, they had separate rooms most of my life. And my grandma really did not like him in her room. Like, what are you doing in here? Like, when he would walk in there, she would get this attitude, like, what? But they were
she couldn't take it, couldn't stand it. Don't want to see you. Go over there. Do you. Don't come in here.
I mean, but if we got ready to go somewhere and he was going, she made sure his clothes was ironed. They was laid out. You know, she was, she looked out for him because it was her husband. But, you know, it's just out relationship.
Wow.
Like that today. You know what I'm saying? That's
so you know what?
They not like
after,
that. But go ahead.
But what?
I was going to say, relationships aren't like that today. But that's the whole point, is that if your relationship ends for whatever reason it may be, understand that going into a new relationship, the way you went into that old one, you can't do that.
You can't
that
do
ain't
that.
The same either.
You're going to end up with the same result. Unless it's with somebody that's totally different. If you find somebody that has the same mentality, same attitude, same everything that your ex, that ain't, that's like. But if you lose your spouse, like your spouse passed away, and you want to get back into this dating game,
take your time.
Yeah, take your time. And don't feel guilty about dating again. Because at the end of the day, we weren't meant to be alone. Remember Adam and Eve? You know what I'm saying? We're supposed to be in a relationship. Okay, forget that. We talked about that. I am woman, hear me roar. I'm independent. Scratch that.
Right.
You're supposed to be.
Scratch it.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be with
somebody.
You're supposed
to be
in
a relationship. That's the way
time.
The universe was created. Get together, procreate if you're still young. If you're still old, you can pretend to
do all that.
But don't feel guilty about wanting to be with someone. So get that, purge that guilt.
But I think that goes in any, even when you said with like the guy who lost somebody and then 30 days later, they was married to somebody else. I think that's basically what it's saying is don't let nobody.
Yeah,
else
I ain't understand
it
either. Like that was way too soon
I know,
for me.
But for you,
flowers ain't grown on the grave yet. None of that stuff. It's just that was just too 30 days.
But that's for you. But that's you though. But look, next week, what are we talking about next week?
Next week we are talking about. When to get out of that toxic relationship, men and women. If your relationship is toxic and it's stressful and it's tearing you apart, at what point
and
in time should you say, look, this is not good for me?
Some people don't even identify that they're in a toxic relationship.
Well, we'll talk about different types of toxic relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about if it's you making your relationship toxic. I mean, hell, we're going to talk about it all. But, you know, when is it time to just say, you know what? Can't do it no more. Time for me to go. We're going to talk about that next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Renita and Ayana. Want to
like
take this time to thank? Yeah, please go in and like our Facebook page.
Facebook page.
Against all odds.
We're going to post up the information for the event that's coming up. We're still working on a location. We should have it narrowed down by the end of this weekend. So you can know where the location is going to be. Come out. Back to Basics Relationships 101.
Back to the basics.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be great. Yes.
It's going to be fun. We're going to have a nice time. We're going to feed y'all a little bit, just a little bit. Don't come with like a full belly. Just come with like a little quarter of a belly. We're going to give you some appetizers.
Don't come hungry. Right.
That's it.
But also, ladies, don't worry. We're making it where the fellas that's coming, so fellas, if you're listening, got to bring a friend. We're not going to have 30 women and 10 guys there, not going out like that. So
exactly. And also in January, we'll be having our radio release party. So details for that will be coming up as well. We're going to end this show tonight saying a big thank you for everybody who called in and listened in. We appreciate your time and your patience and your sink in to our topics. Have a good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Having a camera system is not enough. We are told that surveillance cameras are effective crime-fighting tools because they deter and/or record evidence of criminal activity. But this information is false. Deterrence only works on some people, not all. One only has to keep up with the news being reported from around the world, and we see day after day of overnight burglaries or smash and grabs of businesses when they're closed. And these businesses have cameras. Cameras are great to record crimes, and they give you a record after a crime is committed. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. You may be asking, Why use Digital Guard remote monitoring to protect your business or home? Why hire Digital Guard remote monitoring instead of hiring a security guard? What makes Digital Guard remote monitoring different from alarm monitoring companies? The answers to your questions are: what is the answer? The answer is Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring has been used to improve or replace traditional security guard services for many businesses. Our solution is a proactive and more effective way to preventing the act of a crime at less than 75% of the cost of having security guards. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring eliminates all of those associated fees that come with hiring a security guard staff. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring solves the problem of businesses burglarized overnight when they're closed. Our command center views live real-time video from any installed camera on our network. Upon viewing an attempted security breach, we can either dispatch a security response unit or immediately contact law enforcement. Digital Guard remote monitoring will improve safety, reduce accidents, reduce shrinkage, increase bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give business owners a sense of peace. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. Be proactive, not reactive, when it comes to protecting your business or home. To get started, contact us at 888-640-5777, option 2, or visit www.digitalguardlive.com.